tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre after these announcements.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor La Peña Flamenca de Portland on Friday, August 22nd. This month, co-sponsor La Peña Flamenca de Portland presents El Cuadro Gallo. Featuring Christina Lawrence, accompanied by Jeffrey Trapp on guitar, Paul Brady on cante, Nick Hutch on cajon, and Brenna McDonald on palmas. Again, that's La Peña Flamenca de Portland and El Cuadro Gallo on Friday, August 22nd at the Steep and Thorny Way to Heaven. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio and the Star Theater are proud to present a special pre-Burning Man mid-tempo dance party and double album release at the Star Theater Thursday, August 21st. For Halo Refuser, it's the release of his full-length album, Into Your Layers. And for Gouda, it's the release of his Tyromancy EP. Also performing, Ninja Monk, Takimba of the Melting Pot Radio Show, with live musicians and fusion belly dance from Bridgetown Review. That's Thursday, August 21st at the Star Theater. For more information, go to the right side of the KBOO webpage under events. KBOO Community Radio and Sante Aesthetics and Wellness are proud to co-sponsor A Touch of Portland 2014. The event takes place Sunday, September 7th, and is a great way to detox after a long summer. Whether you're getting back from Labor Day weekend or decompressing from the burn, this is a great way to stay healthy through dance, foods, and multiple healing modalities. That's A Touch of Portland, Sunday, September 7th at Northwest 17th and Davis. Go to kboo.fm/touchofportland for more information on this event.
Today is Tuesday, August 19th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. It's your community radio because you made it that way. This is, we put on the air what we anticipate you might be wanting to hear. This is what you make of it. And we say thank you and invite you to become members at any time. All it takes is a click of a mouse. So that said, moving straight into it, we have Moira Sutton with the Electronic Frontier Foundation talking to us today about a very, very important petition that's out there on in the cybersphere. We have other news, though, that is floating around as well. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber on Friday released a report, this is on Friday, urging the state to institute a fee on rail cars moving oil and other hazardous materials to find oil train safety preparedness. The report is a culmination of a five-month top-to-bottom review. Well, that said, then comes along U.S. Senator Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley, who met yesterday in Eugene to talk about oil trains, or as we often refer to them, bomb trains, with first responders. In other words, the people who will have to get there first and clean up the mess. No word as to what first responders are going to be expected to do should there be an accident in a remote area, which many of these bomb trains would be rolling through. This is the third oil train, meeting yesterday in Eugene, though, is the third oil train safety meeting that that has been brought together this year with firefighters and railroads. And it comes as everyone was continuing to push the federal government to require more disclosure of oil train routes. This has been the thing. This is in the secrecy surrounding all of this. We know more about oil train routes because of our frequent guest Steve Horn at the DeSmog blog, where you can go and read up on the history of these meetings. The U.S. Department of Transportation in May ordered railroads carrying more than a million gallons of highly flammable, this is the Bakken oil from North Dakota, on a single train. That's 35 tank cars. The Department of Transportation has ordered them to tell state authorities how many of these trains they expect to move weekly through each county. Railroads also have to disclose the routes and notify the state before making significant changes to shipment volumes or frequencies. All of this has been kept under wraps. And then finally, we have the news that Ember Energy has actually backed out. This is a coal exporting concern, the Australian company, not an American, not even out of state. This is out of a nation. So, finally, that is the culmination of the meetings of safety. There's more, though. That's not an oil train. That's just talking about coal. There's plenty more work to be done on this front. And moving right along, the non-GMO project, which this is the name of the enterprise, has certified more than 20,000 products since it launched in 2007. It's one of the fastest growing sectors of the natural food industry. And no wonder, because most countries don't want our GMO infested and infected products. $6 billion annually in sales. But just because they're testing the water doesn't mean that most mainstream companies are ready to start publicizing their changes. And no wonder, because the changes are slow. And once these things are out of the bag, it's awfully hard to get them back in. So, WikiLeaks has released documents revealing corporate and government surveillance of the Mohawk people's relationships with foreign countries. This is mainly between along our northeastern borders and the Mohawk people's nation's relationship with Canada, as well as evidence that movements that could block corporate plans for oil and gas were tracked, and that Native American communities were monitored for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe it's because the Mohawk people don't want these trains going through their territory. You think? Possibly? And finally, we're going to be speaking now with Myra Sutton, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, about an incredibly important petition, which you can get your hands on. Myra will tell you all about it. This is also another thing to do is possibly give our Senator Ron Wyden a call, because he is central to what is going on right now. Good morning, Myra.
Hi, good morning.
We're really pleased to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. So, Ron Wyden has been central into a lot of the discussion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and has done a yeoman job of attempting to break through some of the secrecy. Jeff Merkley, too, I believe. But Ron Wyden is the one who could make a big difference here. And he's the guy that we do want to get to before the Trans-Pacific Partnership is actually a done deal. What this will do, of course, to labor laws worldwide, it's essentially the first step in privatizing everything. What exactly does the petition say, and what are some of the key issues that we're talking about here?
Sure. So, as you said, Ron Wyden has been one of the strongest proponents for bringing transparency to these, you know, secret corporate trade agreements, and especially with the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And so we are asking for Ron Wyden, who now is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, that is a committee that would reintroduce some sort of fast-track law that would prevent Congress from having even less say over what is in these trade agreements. So, you know, we might have some issues with Congress already, but as it now stands, there's, you know, a disproportionate amount of influence that lobbyists from, you know, the mega companies are influencing on the text. So we want to make sure that there's any sort of accountability, and the remaining shred of accountability lies with Congress. And so if Congress gives away its authority over U.S. trade policy, which is outlined in our Constitution, then, you know, these sorts of trade agreements will just move on forward, be expedited without any sort of recourse to hold hearings or to improve the text later on. So this petition is about making him accountable for the kind of new law that he will introduce that will try to legitimize this corporate-dominated process. So we are asking things like civil society and the public should have access to the text after each negotiation round. You know, there's no reason why text should be secret after it's negotiated. You know, that members of the public should be able to go to the negotiation rounds and talk to negotiators and say and speak their concerns. And, you know, various sorts of fixes to the secretive process that, you know, we think will vastly improve the substance of what ends up in these agreements.
It would appear that this is the mother of all trade agreements, and that if this thing does clear the obstacle course, that not much is going to be left on the table to be divvied up. Because this is such a vast overreaching, the what we do know about it, that it is pretty horrifying. The secrecy, though, I believe you mentioned the trade agreements in the are determined in the Constitution, and that Congress indeed is the legislative body that will and ultimately sign off on this. This is pretty alarming. If it's secret, then there's something in it that they don't want people to know. Now we've gone a while without the Trans-Pacific Partnership being in the news. It had been for a while, and there had been some protests and some actions that had taken place. And then things seem to have quieted down in the last few weeks. There has not been a lot of news anywhere. On this, that doesn't necessarily mean that negotiations have stopped. Where are we? What has been taking place while we were sleeping?
Yeah, sure. So, of course, you might be referring to the biggest news recently was when WikiLeaks leaked the intellectual property chapter that exposed all these free speech infringing, privacy violating provisions, including provisions that would make medicines more expensive. And so, you know, ever since then, it's been sort of dying down, but the U.S. Trade Representative, Michael Froman, and as well as several members of Congress and the President has been trying to, in the background, rally political support for this agreement that is, you know, very toxic, even for many members of Congress, because there's so many issues here that, you know, just will undermine public interest. And so we were able to defeat Fast Track in the spring when Senator Baucus and Hatch introduced it before, I forgot which one was the chair, but one of them was the chair, so he introduced a version of Fast Track that was very much the worst version of that bill. And so now that they're trying to complete TPP by the end of this year, Mike Froman has been, the U.S. Trade Representative, has been doing a tour across the United States, going to various festivals and talking to farmers, because one of the main issues that is being held up is agricultural issues. So he's trying to rally support across the United States at the same time that he's trying to meet with Congress members to pass some sort of fast track or trade promotion authority passed. So, and as you said, you know, Ron Wyden has been really great on these issues. So we want to try to apply as much pressure on Senator Wyden to fix the process once and for all, at least for this term, you know, and also not introduce something that will legitimize, you know, corporations pretty much writing our laws.
This would be the end. This indeed would be the end. We already have corporate personhood at the ballot box, but this is the ultimate. What can before we let you go, Myra? Could you give listeners the website where to go? Where to find the petition and find out more about what the Electronic Frontier Foundation is doing to prevent the secrecy shrouding this thing?
Yes. So you can sign our petition. The URL is EFF, as in Frank, EFF.org/WydenFastTrack. That's one word. Wyden, WYDEN FASTTRACK. Wyden Fast Track.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, calling him, it will be very much more impressive and influential. So please give his office a call.
We got to do everything we can to stop this thing. Thanks for that, Sarah. Myra Sutton. My guest has been Myra Sutton with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. Jen Anderson engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.